Well, before we go for the week, a mega mea culpa to our listeners in the state on the Pacific Ocean, just north of California, south of Washington, the one I now know how to pronounce after a story this week. And that's thanks to listeners like David Martin. He's a tech consultant who hears us on KOPB in Portland, Oregon. Did I get it right this time, Mr. Martin? Oregon?
You did, Deb.
Oh, I know. I said Oregon.
That's okay. And we don't mean to be overly sensitive, because I think it's something similar with if you lived in New Orleans or Missouri or Illinois, other places that regularly have their names a bit butchered, but we get used to it.
And we understand pronouncing the name of your state correctly used to be a really big deal back in the 70s.
And I don't know if that's a reflection of when I was growing up, but I also think it kind of coincided with national television broadcasts. Because it seems like every time there was like a national political convention, just over and over you'd hear Oregon, Oregon, state of Oregon. And there was a T-shirt in the early to mid-70s that came out with Oregon spelled phonetically, which was O-R-Y-G-U-N. And I'm not sure if it was a Nike product, but I do remember the late runner Steve Prefontaine wearing it, and he was one of the original Nike athletes.
Well, thanks, David. That's David Martin of Portland, Oregon. David reminded us of the great runner from the 1970s, Steve Prefontaine. And that gives us a chance to give a nod to a remarkable performance last night at the Olympic track trials in Eugene. Here's NBC's Tom Hammond calling up the finish of the 5,000-meter final between Bernard Lagat and Galen Rupp.
Coming to the home straightaway, Rupp and Lagat come stride for stride. It's Rupp on the inside, Lagat on the outside, and Lagat surges to the front and now starts to pull away. Here's Bernard Lagat, 37 years old, racing for the finish, but Rupp's not done yet. He's coming back. It's Rupp to win it. Lagat second, and LeBlanc third.
In winning that race, Rupp broke Steve Prefontaine's Olympic trials record in the 5,000 meters, a record pre, as he was known, set on that same track 40 years ago. Rupp's time? 13 minutes, 22.67 seconds. He's now headed to London, where he'll try to do something Prefontaine was not able to do, win an Olympic medal. Pre just missed in Munich, finishing fourth in the 5K. Steve Prefontaine never ran another Olympic race. He was killed in a car accident in 1975. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Deborah Becker. Robin Young returns on Monday. Have a great weekend. And please, join us again. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.